Northern Regional Conservation Warden Dave Zebro in Spooner says whatever snow we've had has affected the buildup of ice on the lakes.
We've seen that really across the north with a little bit of the snow that we've had that's providing a little insulating blanket. So we've had ice condition reports anywhere from 10 inches down to 3 inches on lakes that might be 10 to 15 miles apart. So they're very, very unsteady. They're inconsistent, so people really need to be careful if they're going to travel out on the ice.
Zebro says always go out with someone in case something happens. There will be someone who can help you. Zebro says wear a life jacket. He says there's a new weather suit with flotation devices built in. He says have an ice pick or at least bring along long nails so if you do go in, you can climb up. Zebro says he went out on the ice recently. The ice started out at about 6 inches, then diminished to 4, and he turned back. Zebro says no ice is ever safe, but there are recommendations that make the trek onto the hard water safer.
If you want to have good ice to walk on, I think 6 inches is plenty. That ATV snowmobile, if you have that 9 to 10 inches, that seems to be sufficient. Vehicle traffic now, I think you're talking that 14, 16 inches of ice are where people can start to drive their vehicles out on the ice.
Warden Zebro says the ice can be very changeable if there's moving water under the ice. He says if there's a little voice in your head saying don't push it, it's best to back away. He says the extreme cold will help shore up ice conditions. Ken Krall, WXPR News.